Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Kurt Froyen, commander of the American Legion Post in Knoxville, to talk about the recovery of its ceremonial rifles. Five rifles were taken from the post in April of 2018. Four of them were found last week about 100 yards away. Due to exposure to the elements, most of the weapons were in poor shape. Froyen says they are working to refurbish them.
When did you first find out that the weapons had been found?
Well, early last week, we were notified, and it was an interesting story how it came about. Jeff Heberlin and Andy McKay were checking over a building at 306 East Robinson that Jeff is renting and setting up a new business with New York Life Insurance Company. And so they thought they'd go out and check around the foundation to see that everything was good. And there's a space between 306 and 308 East Robinson in the back in the alley, maybe a foot and a half wide. And they saw something, Jeff saw something shiny back there. And they took a look, and underneath an old coat, they found the rifles. And Andy immediately knew that this is what they were, that they were the ones that had been taken from the American Legion. As it turns out, four of the five rifles that had been taken were located there that day. Two M1 Garands, a Eddystone 30-06, which was used during the World War I, and a 30-40 Craig that was used during the Spanish-American War. We are still missing one of the M1 Garands, which were used during World War II. And unfortunately, the bolt, for the bolt action of the Eddystone 30-06, was gone as well. And the only way to replace something like that is to go out into the market to purchase one. That would cost somewhere around $400. We're looking to see what other options we might have. All of the slings were ruined, so those are all going to have to be replaced. Our sergeant at arms, Mike Bellin, who is really exceptionally talented when it comes to working with military rifles, has broken all the firearms down and is working on those. And one of them he has actually got working, and we use it in a military funeral for Paul Engstrom. So we are very pleased about that. We are hoping that the others can be made usable again. We will put the cost for doing all that, of course, into our budget, and hopefully get them all working again. Since the time they were stolen, we have had 32 military funerals that we have presided for. Since the time those rifles were stolen. And so now to have one of them operating again, hopefully have them all operating going forward, we're very excited about that and very pleased to have the four back that we have.
What have you been using in the meantime for ceremonies?
Well, what we've done is we went to the federal government, and from the armory in Washington, D.C., we were able to get some replacement rifles. We are hoping that we will be able to keep those and that we will not have to send them back, or we are especially hoping that we don't have to send back the ones that we're repairing. I don't think that will happen. I have a good feeling that we will be able to keep the replacement rifles as well, which will be nice because we will have more rifles available for our military parades and things like that. So we had just enough rifles for our 7-man military honors guard. And this will give us a little bit, extra rifles for various occasions or when one breaks down, that sort of thing.
The police had mentioned they were concerned about whoever may have been using these rifles because they've been modified and couldn't accept live ammo. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. That's right. And I think that, you could have all kinds of speculation. Of course, everybody is speculating, why were these rifles taken only such a short distance from where they were actually stolen, away from the Memorial Hall where they've been kept? Who knows? Maybe somebody thought they were going to come back and pick them up. And when the word got out about the theft and the penalties involved and the fact that the rifles would not have been as usable as they maybe thought they would have been, maybe they just never returned to pick them up. I have no idea. I just know that they're in very poor condition right now. And it's going to take some time and effort and some expense in order to get them back functioning. But we're happy to have one of them working at the present time.
Thanks to Kurt Froyen for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.